This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. It's just past 12:33 p.m. on Friday, the 16th of October, 2020. Before we get back into talking about World Food Day, comfort food, healthy food, all that jazz, Avni Viraj has the KLCI update at break for us.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.19% at 1,511 points. Active stocks include Masing Group Berhad, Southern Cable Group Berhad, and AT Systematization Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.15 against the US dollar. It is at 2.93 against the Aussie dollar and 3.05 against the Sing dollar.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Now, of course, the question we're asking you on BizBytes today is, over the course of COVID-19, have you had more comfort food or healthy food? And what's been your go-to meal? On Instagram, we've got 64% voting for comfort and 36% voting for healthy. And we've got a couple of people responding. Hello, Michelle. Hi. says poke bowls, all caps, which are very lovely. Mm-hmm. And Cal Ean says Korean fried chicken wings. Ooh, good shouts.
Yep.
What do we got on Twitter?
Yeah, so the poll is at 39% for comfort food, 18.5% for healthy food, and 42.6% for balance of both.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a couple of more tweets. R says drive-through McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Yes, always easy. Shamas also says McDonald's, specifically McChicken.
Ooh.
We have a couple of WhatsApps.
Okay.
Ro says, I suffered a cut to the eyebrow, requiring 6 stitches and a fractured rib, securing the last loaf of gardenia on the shelf. So what used to bring me edible comfort now brings me great pain.
Oh no, poor Ro.
Maggie Best says, had my usual snacks like chocolates, potato crisps, and ice cream. Oh yes, I discovered a new brand of muruku at the petrol kiosk and had finished their stock, still waiting for their supplier to restock.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
nice.
But then this is about our next story.
Yeah.
This comes from Chia, who says, MBO closed. No, it's only 5-minute cycle from my house in Klang. With it no more, going to Klang parade is a hassle.
Yeah, tell us more about that, Arvin. What's going on with MBO?
Yeah, so this is, it's a bit sad, or it's very sad, actually. So according to NST, the third largest cinema chain operator in Malaysia, MBO Cinemas, so after GSC and TGV, will be shutting its doors for good due to its declining financial state brought on by COVID-19 and the pandemic and the MCO and everything that has happened this year. The unfortunate news was reported today by the Edge Markets, or yesterday by the Edge Markets, actually, which cited a notice on the intention of executing the liquidation process for MBO Cinemas, which is formerly known as MCAT Box Office in Rian Berhad. So the process would involve the closing down of the business as the company's assets are sold off to repay its creditors. On Tuesday, MBO Cinemas released an announcement on social media that 17 of its 27 locations nationwide would be closed until further notice. I saw that post up. Basically everything outside the Klang Valley, their bigger ones are open, like Starling and Atria and stuff, but all the smaller locations and outlets are closed.
Mm.
5 other branches in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur and 1 in Sabah were shuttered as well. And MBO Cinema CEO Chia Chun Wai has said that the industry had suffered a 55% drop in sales during the first 3 months of the COVID-19 pandemic, and no sales at all during the subsequent 3 months due to MCO. So like zero income. And he also said that we are experiencing a loss of 2 million ringgit daily.
Oof.
Yeah. This is generally not only MBO Cinemas, but all cinemas as well.
Right.
So we hope the government can address this problem and help us to recover. That's what he said to Bernama in August. So that's the number that was back in August. And now you can sort of imagine, like, with everything getting delayed and nothing coming out.
And the return of the CMCO.
Return of CMCO. So cinemas are not allowed to operate again. It's tough.
Mm.
It's tough. But there has been no official announcement, I think, from MBO as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they've spotted, and it's kind of obvious by now. If you go to MBO's social media pages on Facebook, I think they posted a very telling picture. There's a picture of like black hearts one sort of like crying emoji in the middle. So it's, you know, without saying anything, it sort of
seems to be hinting at a certain route they're going to be taking.
It says a lot. It says a lot. It's sad. I mean, we only have like 3 major cinemas and this is one of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it go is a downer. But at the same time, it's kind of, it's kind of obvious that this would have happened. And with stuff continuing and no movies to show, you kind of have to wonder about, you know, how are cinemas going to survive this?
That's true. But do you think there could have been any way for MBO to have, you know, pivoted or tried to do something, you know, different to sustain some form of business throughout the MCO? Like, do you think they could have done more?
I honestly don't know. It's such a complicated business.
Yeah.
Their revenue streams. Like, we know that cinemas operate, a lot of the revenue comes in from the food that they sell, and everything sort of adjacent to movie tickets. But you have to have movies in the first place to get those sales, right? Like, how are you, you know, and with no, like, no footfall, no people going to the cinemas, what can you do? I think even the movies that they're showing in other cinemas as well isn't getting as much traction because they aren't big movies and people don't want to go out to see these movies.
Yeah, I think also because if I'm not mistaken, Hollywood has postponed a lot of what would have been, you know, their event features. Like Tenet was postponed for a long time before it finally came out. Mulan obviously went to Disney Plus, you know, and then Wonder Woman was postponed again, I think recently as well. And that was supposed to be a big December movie, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So I don't think that's, you know, going to happen.
Yeah, so I can definitely understand, and it's very sad to hear that you know, they may be shutting down. I think it's also, it was kind of nice to see, you know, someone kind of challenge the giants of TGV and GSE for a little bit. But you know,
it's nice to have alternatives.
It's nice to have a choice, right?
It's nice to have a choice, and I liked all their facilities and stuff, you know, like Atria, Starling, all that. You know, I used to go there quite a lot. But it is, I mean, at the same time, you have to question, like, how exactly, what exactly can they do?
Yeah,
you know, I think Tenet was the big experiment. Hollywood put out that movie to see people to go back to cinemas, but even to date, I think Tenet's made like less than $350 million worldwide dollars, which is not a big sum at all. Not for a Christopher Nolan movie, no.
That's a shame, but hopefully, you know, we'll see how that story progresses, and we will hopefully be able to keep you updated on that as well. However, back to our question for the day, a bit more happy, a bit more lighthearted, is about comfort food or healthy food over the course of COVID-19. Which one have you had more of, and what's been your go-to meal? So do let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Participate in our poll, you know, get your opinion in there before the end of the show. You can also message us your opinions on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. This is Otis Redding with Day Tripper on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.